This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins probably woke up today and said, "Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, what a beautiful day."
Thank you, Kirk. Kirk Cousins last night in Chicago looking for a wide receiver, Adam Thielen.
Cousins throwing, and it is caught. Touchdown. It's Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen had a good night. He really did. He caught a couple of touchdown passes, and he did it while he was providing everybody with the tribute for Alex Trebek.
Oh, his, that's cool.
His cleats had Alex Trebek on them.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Hooked on a Thielen.
That's right. I'm high on believing.
That's right.
I don't like the Vikings. I guess as far as I can go.
I know. That's his first ever Monday night win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
For
isn't
him, that, that's
it's
his
crazy.
First ever Monday night win.
Yes. And fortunately, they were playing the Bears because the Bears could not get anything done at all. Their offense was anemic. Chicago loses this game 19-13, and it's their fourth straight loss. Nick Foles has looked crappy as the starter since he came in relief of Mitchell Trubisky. And last night, with 37 seconds left to play, Foles was carted off the field.
Oh, no.
With a leg or hip injury. We'll know more today. Trubisky was unavailable to come in because he's already on the shelf. They used him in a running play last week, and he hurt his shoulder.
Oh, man.
The Bears got problems.
They just stop making Foles a starter anywhere. Like, even if the starting quarterback is never coming back,
but this,
just keep telling Foles he's the backup.
But he was the backup. If you remember, at the start of the season, he came in relief of Trubisky after week three.
Oh, yeah, but then they named him the starter when Trubisky wouldn't be able to play.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They should
just
always
never tell him that.
Never tell him he's the starter.
He plays back.
Yes. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, he's got some problems. A collapsed right lung and multiple rib fractures on both sides of his chest.
That hurt.
Now check this out. Brees sustained the injuries over the past two games.
He
suffered the fractured two fractured ribs and the collapsed lung 2 days ago against the 49ers. And prior to that, during the Buccaneers game, he suffered three rib fractures.
Oh, my gosh.
The most optimistic timeline for Brees' recovery is 2 to 3 weeks, but don't hold your breath with that collapsed lung because it could be much longer. So get ready for Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston in New Orleans. Meanwhile, Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina, he might be out for a bit. He has a sprained MCL. It was a bad weekend for the quarterbacks, that's for sure. Hey, let's talk Antonio Brown.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy Antonio Brown at it again. According to a police report, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver accused of destroying a surveillance camera on October 15th in the gated Florida community where he resides. Hollywood police say they had probable cause to charge Brown with criminal mischief, but the president of the Homeowners Association didn't want to press charges in fear that he may retaliate against their employees. The police report also states that the 32-year-old whack job berated whack job's my term. It wasn't in the police report. The 32-year-old berated a security guard for failing to allow a guest to come through. Brown was on gate restriction, so he had to go to the gate and escort any guest onto the premises. So apparently they already had problems with this guy.
Yeah.
The Brown then proceeded to ride up to the gate on a bicycle, and then he got off his bicycle and threw the bicycle at the gate arm. Then he tore some flyers about COVID-19 guidelines that were on the wall of the gatehouse, tore them up for some reason. And this incident took place 2 weeks before Brown was signed by the Buccaneers, but the Buccaneers are standing by
signing him.
Yeah. They say, "We are aware of the reported incident. When Antonio joined us, we were clear about what we expected and required of him. Thus far, he has met all the expectations we have in place, blah, 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 blah." Yeah. You know, good luck with that, because Brown had to wait to be signed by a team because he was suspended for the first 8 games of the season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. He also is currently on probation after being arrested in January for a separate incident in which he basically attacked a moving truck driver who showed up and had stuff that belonged to Brown, but Brown didn't want to pay the bill to get his stuff.
Yep.
Guy drove it cross country. So there's that. And he is also awaiting civil trial after being met with a lawsuit in 2019 for a series of alleged sexual assaults.
Well, see, his new strategy is that I can just make everybody afraid of me, not to turn me in.
This
then,
is
there won't be any charges.
Yeah, this is called being a drug cartel or the mafia.
Yeah. Now, what's really amusing to me is last night on Twitter, Dez Bryant went after an ESPN reporter that brought this up and was mad because charges weren't filed against Antonio Brown. And why are you bringing this up?
Because
Charges weren't filed because, according to this report, the Homeowners Association president feared that he might retaliate against her employees, so she didn't want to press charges. That's worth a mention.
No, you know what, Ron?
That's worth a mention.
It doesn't matter because there were no charges. He's an angel.
Meanwhile, now this is a retraction, and this should be shouted from the rooftops. The Broward State Attorney's Office announced that all robbery charges are being dropped against former Giants defensive back DeAndre Baker. Baker was one of those guys involved in that poker
game
in which it was alleged that he and a couple other guys went to this card game and robbed everybody and then took off in these sports cars. Well, it appears that the whole story might be bogus because the police just arrested one of the witnesses who was trying to extort money from DeAndre Baker and said, well, this will all go away if you just pay me.
Yeah.
And now it looks like this is what probably occurred. So it's one of those things that you should know because everybody remembers the story coming out. But the
retraction, I remember talking with you about the story when it came out, and we looked at each other like, everybody knows who you are. Why would you do this?
The whole thing was very...
It makes no sense.
The whole thing was awfully strange. Yeah. And all three of these guys maintained their innocence from the get-go. Right. Baker was the only one that was being charged, though. The Houston Rockets, this is fantastic. James Harden, the beard, wants out of Houston because he wants to be traded to the Brooklyn Nets to play with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. The Rockets said, all right, we'll trade you, but we want Durant or Kyrie Irving.
And they just got done offering him $50 million
a year. Yeah, and he turned
it down. A year?
Yeah, he turned it down. Turned it down. Because he wants to go play with someone that is not quite as he's not in Antonio's crazy ballpark, but he's not all there in Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
All right. Here's here's the fun fact, Rick. This is a fantastic fun fact.
Okay.
The number one song in the land 35 years ago today was a rock anthem that was ultimately declared the worst song of all time, and that song was performed by the band Starship.
It's a good look aboard of the city by the bay, the city that we built the rock and roll on.
Multiple magazines have come out naming this the worst.
The worst song?
In 2016, GQ magazine went a bit far, saying it was the most detested song in human history.
I don't know.
Blender magazine, they asked the editor of Blender why, and he just looked at him and said, quote, Marconi plays the mambo. You know, that's a line in the song.
Yeah, what is that?
What is that?
What is
and I've always maintained that Knee Deep in the Hoopla, another line in the song, is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Wasn't that the name of the album?
It was.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being Knee Deep in the Hoopla, right?
It's stupid.
By the way,
it was stupid in the 80s, and it's stupid now.